This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Sports. Obviously, Dean, Fred Dean is a great trade. And Christian McCaffrey was a great trade. I was like, helping you for within that season.
Sure.
But it just wasn't enough. And, you know, I don't think that takes away from an incredible multiple month journey that this team took us on. And there's something magical about Steph Curry and the Warriors when they're like humming. They're really one of the most entertaining teams of all time in this region. You know, you got the swinging A's in the 70s. You get the Niners in the 80s, you had the A's also in the 80s, which they should have won three consecutive championships. San Francisco Giants in the early 00s when they went on their run. Yeah. Obviously, you had the Steve Young 49ers in the 90s.
The Niners the last decade. I mean,
Niners the last decade. Yeah. The Giants had their decade. Yeah. But there is like something about the intoxication of the way Steph Curry plays and the frenetic pace of basketball. And how he can kind of just get the ball at any moment. And if you turn away for a second, you can miss something. And I think now that we've seen the totality of his career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Within one season, just Steph Curry alone, we were having questions, all of us. Are we starting to see some slippage?
Well, we had hosts here at 95.7 saying maybe they should look to trade Stephen Curry.
Who said that?
Steiny did. And I love you, Steiner, as he was calling me out yesterday for some random reason.
I think Chris Finch could use him in Minnesota.
Who couldn't use Stephen Curry? Obviously. But that was where we're at. I'm not picking on Steiny here, but literally that was conversations were had. And some of the callers are calling in saying, well, Steiny, I kind of agree with you. So that just goes to show the psyche of Warriors fans, you know, around that time and saying, you know what, we had this hot start with a 12-3 to start the season. And then it was just bad. D'Anthony Melton got hurt. You know, you make the trade for Dennis Schroeder. It just never worked out. Kyle Anderson was one of your acquisitions the offseason. You never really figured out him. They just didn't know what they were doing. He had, you know, the emergence of Jonathan Kuminga. He looked good at times. Was it necessarily translating to wins? Not as much. You were still a 500 team, although he looked good.
And then he had a devastating ankle injury.
And he had what it felt like, they said a grade 2 ankle sprain or ankle injury, but it felt like a grade 3 for as long as he was out. And then he was gone. And then it was just like, okay, where's the hope, right? Where's the hope? And then Jimmy freaking Butler comes to town after the entire week. And that was the first week, Joe, I started on this show in the A chair with you on the Morning Roast, was the Luka Doncic trade, De'Aaron Fox trade, the week of the Super Bowl, for God's sakes. And then Jimmy Butler, who, remember, we didn't know if it was going to be Jimmy Butler or Kevin Durant at the time. We had Anthony Slater joining us, who's, by the way, going to be joining us around 8:15 today. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, covers the team for The Athletic, does a very, very good job. If you listen to any of the interviews yesterday with the players, he was asking some of the best questions there. So we'll get his thoughts on the end of the season. Where do they go from here? Some possible moves in the offseason. But Slater was saying, hey, 50-50 chance maybe, I'm calling it, that KD comes to the Warriors. I know they got your hopes up, and then you were devastated like a lot of the Warriors fans when Kevin's like, nah, yeah, I'm out on that. I'm going to stick here with the Phoenix Suns. And then what did they do? They pivoted. They didn't panic like you like to do. Mike Dunleavy and co. They brought in Jimmy Buckets, and he talked himself into it, and it worked out, I think, way better than I even envisioned, so much so that you were playing in incredible games. You had a four-game stretch that included the Grizzlies ahead of you in the standings. They had the Lakers ahead of you in the standings, the Nuggets, and then the Rockets. And you go 3 out of 4 there. And that's truly when the belief started kicking in on this team that, wow, maybe they can go on a deep run. Now, do you consider this a deep run of what they did into the second round? I think some people would. It's like that glass half full, half empty kind of a thing. Where do you want? Because you did win a first round series. And if I told you that back in January, I think you'd take it.
But, before January, I think people were disappointed. Like, go back to January. I think we were very disappointed. Like, in just in where the team was at.
They didn't have a future.
No.
That's literally what it was. You were watching Stephen Curry, who was still playing at a high level. You knew you had the All-Star game in your backyard. He's going to be celebrated.
God, the All-Star game. I forgot about that.
I know. You were in Hawaii during the time. Yeah.
Jeez, I forgot about that.
I had Nick Friedell joining me that week.
You're lucky that you forgot about it.
Yeah, right. Like
I mean, you had the whole Andrew Wiggins thing. Like, I think the backdrop of the
I forgot about that. There you go.
Well, I mean, the backdrop of the last couple of years, and then like what are you getting from him? And what's funny is I did a hit in Miami just the other day. What is it? WQAM.
There you go.
And
our sister station.
They're
Austin
like,
station.
Yeah, he missed a ton of games for us. We have no idea where he what's going on. I'm like, already?
I don't mean to laugh.
No, already?
But come on,
that sounds
man.
So familiar.
Oh. So, I just think that, you know, we went from, Trayce Jackson-Davis as your starting center to no, he's not, to here comes Quentin Post, to Pajemski's unplayable, to now he's awesome, to back to being unplayable again. And I mean, just the wild swings on this team. Moses Moody couldn't get a minute, and then all of a sudden they couldn't take him off the floor. And when he was one of the starters, they had an unbelievable record. Like, every player had wild variance in their season. And so that's why it's like I sit here today and I'm reflecting on the year as a whole. And then I'm trying to calculate and calibrate what I can count on for next year. And I don't even know. Joe, I don't know.
Well, which is crazy.
And it was a fun year. I want to make sure that's clear. Like, as a radio station, as a fan, as a host, as someone who's trying to get my son indoctrinated into Warrior basketball, it was hella fun this year.
It's so weird. We were talking about it, me, you, Matt, after the show yesterday. And, like, just a week ago, 2 weeks ago, right? I couldn't envision this off season being filled with drama. Like, I thought we were past that. When I say drama, I mean the Jonathan Kuminga stuff. I knew that was going to be baked into the equation a little bit. But the fact that JK ended up playing meaningful minutes and was your best scorer maybe for 3 or 4 games against the Minnesota Timberwolves, that changed everything for a lot of fans. Like, oh, wait, that guy clearly could play. He should have been playing. What the hell are we doing? What's going on with him and Steve Kerr, the organization? How did we fumble this so bad? Like, because I think we could have rationalized if he was just DNP's the rest of the way. It's like, okay, clearly, like, maybe they don't feel like he has it. It's not going to happen.
But if I would have told myself that in January after the run he was on, like, he got hurt January 4th, I believe. Like, if I had said January 3rd,
sure,
he's going to get DNP's and be iced out, that would have been shocking.
Right. But maybe rationalize that saying, hey, Jimmy Butler basically took his spot. And he's
no doubt.
He's
you asked the same question on, you know, March 4th, and I wouldn't be as surprised.
Exactly. So, like, now there's that baked into it. Now there's a lot of people questioning, wow, Draymond, he looked really old. He didn't look very good in this series. He got exposed. Jimmy Butler, I think playoff Jimmy, we could officially put that to bed. That's dead. I don't know. Can he be the second best player on a championship team? Man, Stephen Curry was out. I mean, the hamstring injury, he's never had that before. Soft tissue. Yeah, I know he said they were on track maybe to play in game 6. I don't know if he even wanted him to do that. Like, there's question marks everywhere. Whereas 2 weeks ago, going up against the Rockets, I was like, you know what? This is a tough series. Maybe it doesn't work out, but, you know, run it back next year. I think they'll be okay. Now, I don't know. I'm not sure. So there's a lot more baked into the offseason, you know, just given how this series ended against Minnesota than I initially anticipated. I didn't think it'd be this.
And
maybe drama is not the right word per se, because I do believe it's going to be Steph, Jimmy, Draymond coming back.
Can I ask you this
question?
Outside
of that, I don't know.
When you have an all-time great player, isn't there always intense pressure from within and from the outside to do everything you can every offseason to win at all costs?
Depends on the superstar. Depends.
Like, Brady was as non-confrontational when it came to the front office as possible. And I remember New England was clamoring, get this guy weapons, like every single offseason. Were they not?
They were, but I don't know if he was putting pressure on them. I know Bill Belichick was the one calling the shots all the time.
Did it feel like a circus?
Well, a little bit. It felt more like Brady had more say and control, obviously, when he went to Tampa.
No doubt.
He started getting the Avengers, no right? The suspendables, as you will.
Yeah.
But the expendables, if you will. The Gronks, the Antonio Browns. You already had Mike Evans. You got Chris Godwin. You brought in Leonard Fournette, right? You bring in all Ndamukong Suh on the defensive end. It was just getting this collection of talent. And it was finally like, wow, where was this at? Like in New England, right?
They're throwing in Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers. Hey, don't sleep on my guy, Jacoby Myers.
I like Jacoby Myers.
So that's a number 2. But yeah, like that's a great point. So Tom Brady's different. Like, I think a lot of people view like LeBron James, right? Okay, this season wasn't a success for LA because they didn't compete for a championship, or they were in the playoffs and they lost in 5 games. That being said, it's a little different this time around because they got Luka Doncic.
No doubt.
So,
but every year prior, hasn't it been like a cauldron of you better do something?
Right.
Okay. Like, name an NBA superstar where they're at like the 30 and up age, and you're not asking, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Milwaukee has had these discussions for how many years?
Oh, the last 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everywhere Kevin Durant has gone, they've had those discussions. What about Kyrie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. So to me, this is more a byproduct of how the NBA superstar is talked about in league circles and from within. Like, hey, we have something special and we need to do this. So, no, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that the Kuminga thing or just the tinkering and the worrying and the fretting and the obsession over trying to squeeze one last ounce out of Steph Curry and this era. No, I'm not surprised in the least.
I guess my question is, Like, are you feeling more optimistic about the future of this team or pessimistic after how things went down the last month? Because I could hear both, again, pulling a Steiny here, I can hear both sides of the argument. 888-957-9570 is the number. And by the way, shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I can go for some Laughing Monk lobster linguine right now. Carter was hitting us right before the show started. He's like, you guys hungry? I was like, oh, don't do this to us, Carter, right before the show
started. I am hungry.
Yes, we are always hungry.
I am hungry.
I already smashed a bag of nacho cheese Doritos at 5:55. Starving.
So, like, right? You're asking about this. It was a great year, right? Like, but I'm going to just rattle off some games played in the regular season. And you tell me if you can bank on that next year.
Like, just total games played.
Like, okay. Buddy Hield played all 82 games.
He's pretty consistent, though. Like, I will give Buddy that.
He is 32.
He's 32, but I'm going to say he still plays, if not that many, 70 plus.
Okay.
I will bake into the equation.
Kevon Looney was really bad last year. This year, he was kind of somewhere in the middle. Thought he had moments. He played 76 games for this team.
Yeah, but all those 76 wasn't built right. He had a lot of like 5-6 minutes, kind of like what we saw in the playoffs at times.
Okay.
He got kind of like phased out.
Moses Moody was pretty relatively healthy, 74 games played. I'm going in order of games.
Yeah,
played.
I think you can bank on that with Moses.
I think he's probably a trade candidate. I'd put an asterisk.
Potentially, he's got a tradable contract. Sure.
Steph Curry played 70 this year. And got the hand, the knee. I mean, obviously the hammy at the end.
I mean, I want to say he's going to do that again because he has Jimmy Butler here now and he didn't have him for most of the season prior. So maybe that does take a load off. And you know what? He can miss a game here or there. More load management baked into the equation. But sure, he's going to be 38 next year, Joe.
Just to give you some perspective, the last couple of years, 63, 64, 56, 74, 70. Those are games played for Steph Curry.
Okay.
Draymond Green played 68 games this year.
I know. Well, that was the magic number, right? He did it. He did it. He didn't get indefinitely suspended again. Good job, Draymond.
Yay! He looked like come playoff time.
Not very good.
Right? Pajemski played 64. The point that I'm trying to make is, and then Jimmy played obviously the 30 regular season games plus however many playoff games, but he ended up missing one. I have a hard time. Like, I had so much fun this year, but I have a hard time thinking that the ultimate strategy is, oh, we're good to go. Like, they obviously need to make some upgrades. I don't know what they are. And I don't know if I'm skeptical you can bank on 37, turning 38 year old Steph Curry next year in March, Jimmy Butler, who's 35, and Draymond Green, who's 35, to play the 60, 65 games all together next year. That, I'm not saying you can't do it, but I'm not sure how likely that is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today.
Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy, because you deserve a Chevy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.